Chapter 4 Opening Doors. By Tuesday morning, the irradiation of the long, dry summer had already faded to a memory as the temperature tumbled and a translucent call of rain returned the city to silvered shadows. Cracked earth softened between paving stones. Pale London dust was rinsed from leaves and car roofs. Back gardens lost their parched grey aridity, returning to rich, moist greens and browns. The air humidified as wood stretched and mortar relaxed, the city's houses pleasurably settling into their natural damp state. Rain seeped through split tarmac, down into uneven beds of London clay, through gravel and pebbles and thanet sand, through an immense depth of chalk, to the flinted core and layers of fossils that crusted the depression formed by the city's six great hills. London's workforce barely registered this mantic transformation. It certainly didn't take long for D.C. Bimsley and D.S. Longbright to cover the 10 houses in Balaclava Street and the properties backing onto Mrs. Singh's house. Longbright came along because her flat-packed desk was still being assembled. Too few dowling pieces had been provided. While her colleagues bickered amiably, she armed herself with May's newly programmed electronic interview pad and headed for the street. She still liked footwork because meeting the public kept her connected, and it did her good to get out. The rain was scouring the acidic urban air, making it fresh once more. She had worked with the bull-necked Bimsley before and enjoyed his company. He was an extremely able officer, but also one of the clumsiest, lacking coordination and spatial awareness, while retaining the grace of a falling tree. It had seemed an endearing trait the first few times they had met. His baseball cap usually covered a bruise. It occurred to Longbright that everyone who ended up working with Bryant and May had some kind of physical or mental flaw that prevented them from functioning normally with fellow officers. Oswald Finch, for example, had been the unit's pathologist since its foundation. He was a man not given to delegation. He trusted his instincts, was rational and cautious.